Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Thessalonians, chapters 1 to 3. Does God count us worthy of His calling? We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 11 and 12 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of His calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul had a unique calling by God for the ministry. While he was on his way to Damascus to capture and bind followers of Jesus Christ and then bring them to Jerusalem for trial and punishment, Paul was confronted with a bright light from heaven that threw him to the ground. It was there that Paul heard the voice of Jesus calling him to the ministry, which was later revealed as towards the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. From that moment, Paul endeavored to walk and live worthy of his high call in Christ Jesus. Now, as Apostle Paul was writing his second letter to the Thessalonian believers, he prayed sincerely that God would count these believers worthy of their calling by God. This is the first of the five prayers of Paul for the Thessalonian believers in this short letter. When Paul wrote to the believers in Thessalonica, they were in the midst of intense suffering for the sake of the gospel. So Paul prayed the words of encouragement he desired to impart to the believers in Thessalonica. Only God could accomplish His will in the lives of these believers. So Paul prayed that God would first count them worthy and then fulfill His good pleasure in their lives. Their lives would be counted worthy of such a high calling that God's mighty power would enable them to obey every impulse to do good to others and to accomplish every task that they undertake in faith. The resultant answer to this prayer, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ, would be twofold. First, God would be glorified through the exemplary lives of the believers. And second, the believers would be glorified in God. All this would be accomplished only by the wonderful grace of God. Thus, Jesus Christ should be glorified not only among but also in us as we reflect His glory by living in a manner worthy of His call in our lives. Let us always remember that God's calling in our lives is holy, heavenly, according to His purpose, irrevocable, and into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God calls us as His people to finish our lives well by holding on to the truths that last through maintaining lifelong faithfulness.